In this week's parsha, that of Tzav, the Medrash, in light of a bigger discussion, brings down the following story with the sage Rabbi Yannai. Rabbi Yannai was an Amora who lived in the 3rd century and was a first generation of Amorim in the land of Israel. Ma'isem Rabbi Yannai shayim mahalich baderech, v'ra'odem echad shayim mishupa b'yoyser. An incident with Rabbi Yannai, he was going on the road, and he saw a person that was dressed very well. Omar Le, he said to him, Mashkach Rabbi miskablo kap gabon. Would the rabbi agree to be a guest by us? Omar Le, so this man responded in yes. Hechnisa lebeisai, hechil vishko. Rabbi Yannai brought him home, gave him to eat, to drink. And then he started to test him on the biblical verses. He didn't know anything. Mishnah, he didn't know anything. The Agada expositions, he didn't know anything. And the Talmud, and this man did not know anything. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yannai said, Savreich, lead the after blessing for the food. Amar Leis, so this man responded, Yivarech Yannai Beveisei. Said, let Yannai do the blessing in his own house. Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yannai responded back to this man, Isbach Amar Ma Da'ana Amar Lach. He said, could you at least repeat after the words that I say? Amar Leis, so the man said yes. Amar Leis, so Rabbi Yannai continues, Amar Achal Kalba Pisraya D'Yannai. Say, the dog ate Yannai's piece of bread. Come Tafsei. This man gets up, grabs Rabbi Yannai. Amar Len, he says to him, Yerusasi gabach dat meinali. My inheritance is by you and you are preventing it from me. Amar Leis, Rabbi Yannai responded, my yar tusach gabi. What inheritance is it that you're claiming that is by me? Amar Leis, so the man responded, Chad zimna, one time, Havena overkame be sifra, is passing by the house of study. Usham is calling to me, Nikaya, and I overheard the voices of the children saying, Amrin saying as follows. It says in the verse in Deuteronomy, the inheritance of the Moshe commanded us the Torah, the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. So the man continues, Mayasha kilas Yaakov inkesiv kan. The verse does not say it's an inheritance to the congregation of Yannai. El kilas Yaakov, it's an inheritance to the congregation of Jacob, meaning to all Jewish people. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yannai responded, Lama zechisa lemechal ha-pisayri. For what have you been, what merit led it to this circumstances that you should be able to eat by my table? Amar Lei, so the man responded, Miyayimai loy shamis mila bisha v'chazati lemari. In all my days, I've never heard a bad word and related it to its subject. V'loy chameis trein demis kashin dein imdein v'loy yahavis shloma beinayin. And I never saw two people quarreling with one another and did not make peace between them. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yannai responded, Kol had derech eretz kabach v'karisach kalbo. You have so much civility to your credit, and yet I had called you a dog. Kara Lei, Rabbi Yannai applied the verse from Psalms, Shom derech, one who sets his path. Deshaim arche sagi shavei, that he assesses the way that he behaves. The Amr Rabbi Yishmael, as was taught by the 3rd century Amora, Rabbi Yishmael bar Nachman, the son of Nachman, as follows. Eshim v'shisha dayais kadma derech eretz as a Torah. 26 generations, Torah, 26 generations, civility preceded that of Torah. Hadahu d'chsev, as we have in the verse, Lishmar esterech eitz achayim, to guard the path, the tree of life. Eitz chayim, meaning the tree of life, meaning derech, the path, meaning zu derech eretz. It means the way of civility. V'achakach, and the verse only afterwards mentions eitz chayim, the tree of life, zu terah, which is terah. In other words, highlighting and emphasize the importance of derech eretz. And that concludes today's episode. Thank you very much for tuning in and looking forward to see you in the next episode.